Y'all can stand up. Ready to worship? Fine. You know what he said? I don't care because I'm praising the Lord. So instead of just standing here, get up and praise God. Don't care if you're undignified because God doesn't care. He deserves to be praised.
It's not hard to see it. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. It's not hard to see it. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. It's not hard to see it. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. It's not hard to see it. Look what the Lord has done. It's not hard to see it. Walking in the light. That's the reason why. That's the reason I. Yeah.
You are released. Jesus, we worship you and you alone. Hallelujah. Yes.
Praise you, God.
Woo. Worthy are you, Jesus.
I can count on one thing. The same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who never late is working all things out. You're working all things out.
Yes, I will. Set you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy. All my days, oh yes, I
count on one thing. The same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now and in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out.
Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy. Oh, my days, oh yes, I will, for all my Nothing can stand against, and I choose to praise, to glorify, glorify the name of all names. Nothing can stand against, and I choose to praise, to glorify, glorify the name of all names. Nothing can stand against. Yes, I.
I've lived stories that have proved your faithfulness, and I've seen miracles my mind can't comprehend. There is beauty in what I can't understand. Jesus sent you, Jesus sent you. I've lived stories, I've lived stories that have proved your faithfulness, and I've seen miracles my mind can comprehend. There is beauty in what I can't understand. Jesus sent you, Jesus sent you. My You're the wonder-working God. You're the wonder-working God. All the miracles I've seen, too good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God. And you heal because you love. All the miracles I've seen, it's too good to not believe. It's too good to not believe. Too good to not believe. And I can't resurrect a man with my own hands, but just the mention of your name can raise the dead. Oh, the glory to the only one who can. Jesus is here.
Miracles we'll see. It's too good to not believe. It's too good.
Most of you guys don't know, but I've talked about this once before, but when we do that bridge, we talk about that bridge, and I'm a byproduct of that bridge. I'm a byproduct of Jesus getting involved in my life. I'm a byproduct of faith in Him. And it eats at me because we're called to be so much more. Do so much more, and to be invested so much more. There will never be another day in my life that you'll be able to convince me that God doesn't heal, and there'll never be another day in my life that you won't convince me that God won't fix a family. And there, and just in case you're curious, my stepdad's sitting in the front row, and we haven't had the greatest relationship over the last few years. And so another part of that bridge just came alive in my life because now my family's been restored. He's a prodigal and he came home. Don't tell me that he won't do it. I said, don't tell me that he won't do it. I don't care what's going on in your life. He can do it. I'm embarrassed. Be embarrassed. I don't want to look like a fool. Look like a fool. You
you will love every second of it. Are you hearing me? Cause I've seen cancer. Yes, I know that he can do it. Yes, I know that he can do it. I've seen midnight resurrection. I've seen mental health restored. Yes, I know that he can do it. Yes, I know that he can do it. I've seen families reunited. I've seen prodigals return.
Hallelujah. How many of you believe that you have seen miracles, even in your own life? How many believe that just salvation in its own, on most of our lives, is a miracle? Amen? Because he went to the cross. We stand here alive. Not alive on this earth, because there are people in heaven that are alive. There are people in hell that are alive. But we are awakened out of our sleep. And he brought us up out of the grave. There's nobody more worthy. Listen, don't listen to us. Don't look at us. We're just up here to lead you into a place before his throne. That's our job. That's it. That's what we're doing. We're worshiping ourselves. Listen, there's nothing like getting before your Father in heaven. Just pouring out all of your worship, all of your praise unto him. Amen. Amen. He's so good. He is so good. We just give you glory. Hallelujah. Jesus.
I'm gonna sing till my heart starts changing. I'm gonna worship till I mean every word. Cause the way that I feel and the fear I'm facing doesn't change who you are or what you deserve. I give you my worship. You still deserve it. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of my song. Your praises and blessing and breaking. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of my song.
Yes, you are, Lord. You're worthy of my song.
I'm gonna live like my King is risen. Gonna preach to my soul that you've already won.
Yes.
And even though I can't see it,
give you my worship. You still deserve it. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of my song. I pour out your praises in blessing and breaking. You're worthy. You're worthy.
Jesus, you're worthy. She could barely lift her head. You are worthy. And after all those tears were shed, you are worthy. I'll never stop singing your praise. I'll never stop singing your praise. In the blessing and in pain, you are worthy. Whether you say yes or no more, wait, you are worthy. And through it all, I choose to say, you are worthy. I'll never stop singing your praise. I'll never stop singing your praise. And when I finally see your face, I'll cry worthy. And when you wipe these
song. I give you my worship. You still deserve it. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of my song. I pour out your praises and blessing and breaking. You're worthy. You're worthy. Just you're worthy of my song.
Like you, Father. We just take the time to lift you up and glorify you and you alone. this to be seen by man. We do this to worship you and to glorify you and to please you and send a sweet-smelling aroma up before you to lead people into your presence so they can get before you.
You're worthy of it all.
You're worthy of it all.
Jesus, you deserve it all. You deserve it all.
Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise God. We're so thankful for the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're so thankful for his presence. We're so thankful for his refreshing, his strengthening. Hallelujah.
So good.
I think it's wonderful because throughout the word, we can find times that Jesus' people went through adversity. And without fail, whenever they sought him to be refreshed and to be restored and to enter into the next season he had for them with the ability to get through and do what he wanted them to do, he was found to be faithful every time.
Amen. Every time.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Every time.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I do want to say that next week we're going to have a baby dedication for a couple lovely little babies here, so we want you to have your heart open and ready for that. That'll be a blessing. Amen.
Amen. We were listening to something the other day and said Jesus accomplished everything and did everything he wanted to do on this earth.
Mm.
Do you believe that to be a true statement?
No.
I don't either. This is why. Because when he went into his own country, they looked at him and said, "Isn't this the son of Joseph, the son of Mary? Who is he? Isn't he just a carpenter's son?" He wanted to heal them all, because we know that because he went to other areas and he healed all.
Amen.
Amen? And they just looked upon him. And it's not that he didn't want to do it, and it's not that he couldn't do it if they had faith and wanted it to be done. Amen. But they just looked at him as he's just like us. He's commoner. No, he was Jesus, the son of the living God.
Amen.
And he wanted to heal them. So make sure that we're not like those ones that sit around and are so familiar with Jesus that we forget how great and mighty and how much he should be honored.
Amen.
Amen. He is God. Amen.
Amen.
Let's not be those ones who get so lax in our walk that we don't remember the greatness and the great multitude of what he is.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, he is your loving father. Yes, Jesus is your salvation, but yes, they are greater than anything on this earth. Mm-hmm. The majesty that they have.
Amen.
They said
in
that
the context that you said it, I would say that there was more individual things he wanted to accomplish, but in the destiny of who he is,
mm-hmm. He accomplished the destiny.
More
absolutely.
So was
agreed.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just keep in mind how big God is. You think that some of our issues, or we think, not you, we think that some of our issues God doesn't care about. But I beg to differ with you. God cares about everything that concerns you. Mm. He hears your thoughts. He hears your cries. He hears and sees your disappointment. But he can react when we go to him. Mm-hmm. If we complain, and what can he do? We've taken the power into our own hands and complained and said, we can handle this. Well, no, you can't handle this. None of us can handle this life without Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Just,
hallelujah.
Praise just overwhelmed by his goodness.
Amen.
I love
Praise
him.
God. Amen. He is awesome and amazing. He is our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, let's get through Praise announcements God. Really fast because there is a presence here that we just need to get into the word. Amen. We are going to have a VBS meeting August 18th. No?
The VBS meeting to plan
VBS. She's got my phone live recording. I was going to look on my
Ooh.
Sorry.
August would be
April,
a little late.
What? That's right, because August, that would be after the VBS was.
Oh, my.
Listen, I'm in the presence of the glory of the Lord right now. Okay, so it's April. You should have seen her face. If you didn't see her face, it was awesome. She's like, I don't really want to give her up, but I have to. So that's going to be exciting. Anybody that wants to help with VBS, please come to that meeting.
Yes.
This church, I think, has the most volunteers for VBS and loves those kids so much and pours into them so much that week.
Amen.
It amazes me every year. Mm-hmm. We come in here and we sit and we watch what they do and we watch these kids. We watch them get excited. We watch them be prayed for. I've even seen a few like reach over and pray for somebody else.
Yeah. Amen.
It's amazing. And so VBS is one of our most favorite things to do. Phil and I just get to come in and watch them and pray over them. But it's amazing. So if you want to help with that, come to that meeting. Amen. And if you have any questions, April 28th.
Amen.
So I had the 8 right. Give me credit for one thing. I'm just kidding. And if you have any questions on whether you want to come help or not, or what it entails.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Go see Amber. Amen.
Ooh, amen.
Leave me alone.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay. Am I done? I think that's all I've got. I'm done.
I think you're finished, babe.
Woo.
Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is good. Okay, so right now we're going to go ahead and let our precious little ones and our teens and everybody be released to go to their class. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we're going to just take a few minutes to look at the offering today. And it says in Luke chapter 21, verse 1, Jesus was looking, and it says, and he looked up and saw rich men casting their gifts into the treasury, and he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither 2 mites. And he said, of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God, but she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. You know what was interesting here is that the Lord was saying that when it comes to giving and when it comes to your walk with him, the most important thing is the condition of your heart. To be all in, to not be just halfway committed, but to truly trust God in every area of your life, and to put your faith in him and who he is, and put your faith in the Lord alone. Amen? I want you to know something, that this is a moment, even when we're giving today, where we can look at the Lord and just release by faith what's in our heart to do as a step of saying, Father, I trust you, I believe in you, and I put you before all other things in my life. Amen? So this morning, just remember that whether you have a lot and you can give a lot, or whether you have a little and you can give a little, it's not the amount that the Lord is looking at. It's the heart and the nature and the reason why you're giving, because we're putting our trust in him. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just exalt you today, Father. Lord, at this time when we're releasing our tithes and offerings, Father, Lord, we're just releasing our faith, our worship towards you, our trust in you, God. I thank you that you said that you will look after us, Father, that you will rebuke the devourer, that you will open up the windows of heaven, that you'll look over the seeds that we sow, Father, and you'll help them be fruitful, God. And Lord, I just thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your love, and I thank you for your opening of faith in all areas, Father. And we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, we were talking last Sunday and finishing up thinking about Christ and Easter and all those things. And what we focused on was the fact that the Lord was here on the earth 40 days after he resurrected. And instead of just rushing up to heaven and saying, hey, I'm finished, it's over, and sitting down, he extended a 40-day time period here to be with the disciples. And we don't know in that 40 days everything that Jesus did and everywhere he went. But one thing we discovered is that Jesus took that time to really focus on his disciples and to really invest in them. And the reason he needed to invest in them is because they had a responsibility that we have today. The Bible says what? The just shall live by faith. And what Jesus was taking the time to do with his disciples is he was taking that atmosphere in which they were living in, and the despair and the discouragement that they all felt after seeing him be crucified, and he was redirecting them in the middle of that to say, hey, stir up your faith. Quit looking at the circumstances and remember who I am, remember what I've done, and remember that now life has been given to each of you. And you now have a responsibility from this day forward to live by faith. I want you to know that Jesus came to each one of those disciples and showed himself to them numerous times. The first couple times we saw in the scripture that even when he was walking alongside of them, listening to them, that they could not recognize the very man that they spent the last 3 years following. It was amazing because it took a couple times, and about the third time that he came upon his disciples, it said that they immediately knew who he was. I want you to know something, that there are times where we have to open our heart, be refreshed, be restored, and remember the greatness of our Savior and remember the ability of God. I want you to know something, that we can never lose faith that the Lord can do something supernatural and miraculous in our life, no matter what our outward circumstances look like. I want to say that to you this morning because I'm sure you heard over the weekend, like I did, that Iran was attacking Israel and that all these things are happening in the world. And first of all, I hope you took some time to pray. Pray protection over those people of God. And I hope you took some time to be stirred, but I also hope that most importantly, you remember that no matter what goes on this earth, no matter what we see and what's happening, it should never discourage you from understanding that the Lord is going to come and restore all. That nothing is going to get so far out of the way that God's ability to bring to pass what he promised us would be in the future, it is going to happen. It is going to take place. And no matter what's going on around us, we need to remember that we don't live or walk by what we see, but we live and walk by faith. Amen? We live and walk in the goodness of God. We remember that the Lord said that if we will pray for those in authority while we're here on this earth, that we can live a peaceful and a good life. I want you to know something, that even though there are worries and signs around us that should cause every one of us to look up, it should cause us to realize that we're coming closer and closer to that moment when things are not going to be great on this earth. But it should also get us excited about the fact that in the middle of whatever happens in any direction that this world will go, the one thing we can have a confidence in is that the Lord has made a promise to us and we will walk in that promise. Amen? So this morning, I just want to stir you up a little bit and encourage you to remember these things. And I'm just going to walk you through some things that I really want you to concentrate on and remember what the Word of God says. And we're going to start with a very familiar scripture that should just be resonant in your spirit. And it's in Jeremiah 29. And I want to walk through a couple verses here because they say some things about who we are today and where we should be in our thinking towards God. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it says this. Well, we'll look at verse 10. It says this. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good work toward you in causing you to return to this place. You know, I want you to know something, that every time we look at God and there's a foreshadowing of a time in the future, every time we look in the Bible and there's a foreshadowing of God in the future, he's always speaking to the deliverance and the turning around that he's going to bring to his people. I want you to know something, that whether they were in Egypt and they were in bondage, remember when Moses, when God spoke to Moses, what was he saying to Moses? Hey, I have seen my people, I have heard their prayers, and Moses, this is why I'm sending you, because I'm going to deliver them. Praise God. I want you to know something, that the Lord is speaking here saying, this is what I see going forward. And I just want to tell you and let you hear what he said. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You know, I want you to know something, that this is critical for people of God to remember. Not just for themselves, but even for the people that you're going to witness to, and even for the people that you're praying about. Remember that no matter where they are and what you've done or what they have done, there is a hope in a future where God is saying that he's not speaking evil over us, but he's having an expectation to have an encounter with you to bring you to the other side. I want you to know something, that the Lord is speaking here some very specific things. And he says, I know the thoughts I have of you and not of evil, to give you an expected outcome. You know, if we're not careful, even as Christians, sometimes we get fearful. Sometimes when we haven't been doing our best, maybe we haven't been reading the Bible, maybe we haven't been praying like we know we should, maybe we're going through a hard time, whether it's a health issue or work issue or just whatever those stressful situations are, sometimes when we don't think that we're measuring up, we will start self-condemning ourselves. We will start reverting back to the idea that I did something to get myself saved. The only thing you did to get yourself saved was that you opened up your heart to Jesus Christ, who had the power and the authority to heal, set free, and to restore. And I want you to know something, that no matter where you find yourself at, as soon as you come to yourself, what you need to do is run quickly to the Lord, because not only is he waiting for you, but he gives us a promise right here of what will happen when you come to him. It says this right here in the Word, that I will bring you to an expected end. And it says, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. In other words, the Lord says, I will listen to you, I will hear you, and I will work with you right where you're at. Woo, praise God. I love the goodness and the kindheartedness of God. Now, don't ever mistake the fact that our God is a God of mercy. He's a God of judgment. He's a God of accountability. The Bible says that every one of us will eventually be held accountable for the life we live. Amen? But I'm just telling you today that if we walk the right way about it, we'll walk under the grace and the goodness of the Lord that will always bring us to deliverance and to the goodness of God. And I want you to see what the Lord says here to us that is so profound. He says, not only will I hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn your captivity around. I want us to understand something, that the Lord is right now available to us in the middle of everything that's going on. And I want to encourage you today to remember that no matter what's going on around every one of us, we need to make sure that we are seeking the Lord with our whole heart. Does that mean that we're going to be seeking him and doing everything perfectly? No, it means that we are full-hearted, invested in God, and trusting him with our life. And if we will keep our heart towards the Lord, and if we will keep trusting God for our life without fail, he will be in it every single day, and he'll walk us through this thing called life. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to remind you that the Lord says in his word, I will give you your monthly bread, your yearly bread. He says, I will give you your daily bread. In other words, what our promise is, you know, the Bible says that when the sun comes up, as soon as we enter into that day, that we should rejoice. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, for this is the day that the Lord has made. And you know what the excitement of knowing God made this day is? Is that if he has made the day, not only did he grace you for it, because the Bible says that every day the Lord's mercies is renewed towards us. But it also means this, that if he has caused the sun to rise, you know, one time, I got to refigure it out, but a few years ago, I was just compelled to go by the estimates of what we consider time to be. Even if we went back, you know, 2,000 years ago and then the years before that. And I'm telling you that I multiplied out how many times the sun had faithfully raised. And I'm telling you, it was in the millions. And immediately the Lord just told me, Philip, if I can speak my word over the sun and it raises faithfully every day, if I have spoken more words over you than the sands on the sea or the sand in the earth, then how much more faithful am I going to be to you every day of your life? My goodness. I want you to know something. Our God is faithful. And our God is profoundly focused on helping us through life. You know, I love it here because the Lord does give us a responsibility, and that is to seek Him. Amen? You know, I want you to know something. When we get up daily, we should think about the fact that today I have a choice. You know, even years ago in the book of Deuteronomy, the Lord said this to His people, "Hey, I set before you life and death. I pray you choose life." I want you to know something, that we have to get up every day with a commitment in our heart to make sure that we're going to stay the course. Amen? You know, one scripture in the Bible says, hey, once you get started on that path, make sure that you don't look back. Amen? Whoo, praise God. I want you to know something, that God has an expectation that we would look forward, that we would be open in our heart to know He's with us, and that we would focus on Him coming to not only our rescue, but Him being involved in every aspect of our life. Look what it says here in the book of Philippians chapter 3, hallelujah. And I'm just going to read here in verse 10, and it says, "Hey, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead." I want you to know something, that the Bible tells us several times that we should know the Lord after the resurrection. Even though we knew Him in the fact that He walked this earth in humanity, it says that what we should really put our focus on is the accomplishment of the resurrection. And then it holds us accountable to this. It says, in fact, we should know no man except for after the resurrection. You know what that tells us? Is that, first of all, we should know ourselves in the newness of life. Yes, we were the sinner saved by grace, but now we're the person with the accountability to live for the Lord. I want you to know something, that the Bible declares over each and every one of us that once we are saved by the redemptive blood of Jesus, that we have the ability to take on a divine nature that was given to us by God. Does it mean we're going to be perfect? Oh, no. But it does mean that more often than not, we should hit the mark that God has set out for us. More often than not, we should respond by mercy and grace as opposed to anger, judgment, and hate and hatefulness. More often than not, we should be found to have patience and kindness than we should be found to have frustration, hardness of heart, rejection, and meanness towards other people. Amen? Hallelujah. Woo! It says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." I want to just encourage you today that at some time in your life, in order to pursue what the Lord has for you, we have to stop rehearsing the past. Woo! I said we have to stop rehearsing the past. I said we have to stop condemning ourselves and stop living in our yesterday. At some point, we have to shake off yesterday. We have to shake off our failures. We have to shake off our past, and we have to press towards the Lord. We have to believe that not only will life be better, but we will be better in life going forward because the Lord is with us. Amen? Remember, the just shall live by faith. That means that you have to lay off the confidence you have even in your own mishaps and your own failings. I can remember when I first got saved and I was trying to get rid of my anger issue, and I'm so kind and nice nowadays. You guys would never think that I was ever angry. Hallelujah. Amen. But what I want you to know is that honestly, I would confess over myself the things that I wanted to be present in my life. I would confess what I no longer was, and I would confess who I was in the Lord, even though I had not even arrived yet. And I want you to know something, that the just living by faith means that you have to take a stance to believe who you can be in the Lord as opposed to who you ever were without His help. And remember and remind yourself that the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You know, if you can't get over your past and your failures, if you can't open up your heart and start to be a person that is giving forgiveness towards those who need it in your life, if you've not started doing that, you know what it means? You've not started letting the Lord be the strength in your life instead of yourself. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Amen. I want you to know what it says here. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, here goes a statement that's really going to shake our shoes this morning. It says, let us therefore as many as be perfect. What? This doesn't mean be perfect the way that we would think of being perfect in the world's eyesight. What this means is let those of us who have been made complete by receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, those of us who have been made perfect or complete, you know, the Bible says that if we live this whole life and never receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we are failing at this life and missing the point of what this life was for. But as many of those of us who have come into that completion and have come into that place where they've received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it says, if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. In other words, hey, if we're in Christ now, let us get on with life. Let us get on with living this life the way the Lord would have us live this life. Let us get on with living this life with love one for another and with hope that we can change other people's lives by helping them hear our testimony about the goodness of God and doing what we can do to live for God and walk out life the way that the Lord would want us to walk it out. You know, I don't know everything that the clips that we just went through means. Boy, I've heard theory after theory, but one thing I know is that we had to wake up the next day. And we had to get back to business and back to the basics. And one thing I want you to know that Jesus declared about his church and about his people is he says, when I return to the earth, will I find faith? Will I find you serving me? Will I find you following me? Will I find you living for me? Will I find you still believing in my ability to do the miraculous? Will I find you witnessing for me? Will I find you praying for me? Remember, the Bible says that in those end times, the harvest fields are going to be full and people are going to be ready. But the Lord said, what I'm going to need you to do is pray for laborers that will keep their faith focused on me. Praise God. I want us to know something, that whenever we think about what's going on in this time that we live, there's something we should remember that was spoken to Esther. Could it be, pre-adventure, that you were brought to the kingdom and you're living your life on this earth for this time? I want you to know something, that I truly believe that Moses was born when Moses should be born. I believe that Abraham was born when he should be born. Remember, the Bible says that one reason the Lord trusted in Abraham is not only would he tell his children, but he'd tell his children's children about the goodness of God. Woo! I want you to know something, that when we look back over biblical history, there's a verification of why people were born when they were born. And I want you to understand something. There is a verification that you have been born when God wanted you to be born so that you could walk for him like those who have come before you. Take the accountability today. Take the responsibility today to remember that Jesus spent time on this earth restoring his disciples' faith. Remember how he spoke to Peter and stirred him up and said, hey, you need to get back to feeding my sheep. I found you fishing on the water today, brother, and I'm glad that you were fishing, but I want you to do something more than fish for fish. I expect you to get back to being a fisher of men. I want you to know something, that the Bible says that when we become new creatures, remember, not only are you called to the ministry of reconciliation, but you are an ambassador in Christ. And that means that your number one job on this earth until the Lord comes back is to let your light shine. Praise God. You know, I love the faith of my relatives and my those who went before me. And I remember when I was a little boy, how they used to sing that song, "This Little Light of Mine. Oh, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine." And the Lord just spoke to me one day and said, "Philip, if your light is so little, how come it can't be hidden under a bushel?" Maybe we should be singing, "Lord, this big light of mine that you've given me through your salvation, through your redemption, I'm going to let it shine, because it's not even my light alone, Lord. It is the light of the blood of Jesus that's restored me to something I would never be without him." Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Boy, you guys are trying to make me shout this morning. Amen? Hallelujah. I want to read a couple responsibilities that we have and a couple things that should be a part of what we're doing and who we are. You know, I want you to remember something. That first of all, God is love and restoration. I want you to know that the power of God is that when he is convicting our hearts, it's only to turn you towards Jesus, away from hell and into the life that he wants you to live from now going forward. Amen? I want you to know that the Lord is telling us a few things in the Bible that I just want us to think on here as we are living in the world that we live in. It says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, "If you then, being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God, set your affection on those things above, and not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth." And I want you to know something, that we should make sure that now we are in Christ Jesus, that our goals, our objectives, our reasons for living this life are in tune with Jesus and not the world. You know, I'm praying that you might set some goals and there's some things for you to achieve on this earth, and I pray to God that you get to get those things done. But I want you to know something. Even if you set a goal on this earth and it didn't happen, it should not shake you from making sure that your number one goal is met. And you know what that is? That we should finish our course, finish it well, and that we are hoping to hear our Heavenly Father say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want you to know how much the Lord wants to see you survive this day in which you live. You know, it says right here in the Word of God, it says in Philippians verse 4, verse 8, it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you." You know, I want you to know something, that in this thing called life, we should be looking for those moments where we see the hand of God. We should be looking for those moments when the Lord gives us an opportunity to express Him in the life of someone else. You know, I want you to know that recently I heard somebody, and they were going through a health battle, and they said, "Man, I can't believe I have to go through this." They said, "But what's been exciting for me is every time I've had to share something, especially with the doctors and the people that are helping me, I make sure that I tell them that I thank them for what they're doing, but my hope is that beyond their scientific ability, which I believe is a graceful gift from God, I have faith and what God will do in my life." You know, I want you to know something. In the middle of every situation you're going through in life, there ought to be an ability for you to see beyond the natural circumstances. There ought to be an ability for us to see, hey, how is God helping me? Where is God helping me? And if I haven't called upon the Lord to help me, I'm going to change that. I want you to know something, that every person in your life needs to see you live by faith. Doesn't mean that the circumstances we face won't hurt us. Doesn't mean that the hardships we go through aren't disappointing sometimes, maybe even discouraging. Remember, Jesus went to pray for his friend Lazarus, and even though he knew Lazarus was going to be raised from the dead before and when he arrived there, he wept. Why did Jesus weep? Because the emotions were real. The stress on people that he walked in and saw was real. The difficulty of the moment was real. But what was powerful is Jesus said, "Hey, Father, I already know what you're going to do, but I'm speaking it out openly because these around me need to hear and know that this is turning out because of who you are." And I want you to know something. People need to know that life is good because of your faith, your testimony, because you are the just that should live by faith. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just exalt you and lift you up today. Lord, we just set you forward in our life, and I thank you for your goodness. I thank you that the Word even says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, that you came to forgive us of all our transgressions, but also you came that by your stripes we could be healed. Lord, I thank you that the Bible says that you sanctify us spirit, soul, and body. That you do care about what we go through on this earth. But you also encourage us to think and look towards the long term. To know that without fail, you're going to be with us until we absolutely finish our course. And that no matter what's going on in the world around us, you will take care of us, and you will rescue, you will deliver, and you will be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, with every eye closed and head still bowed in the church right now, if there's anybody here today who's not saved or Maybe you've walked back in your relationship with the Lord and you're not pressing in and serving Him the way that you should. And you just want to refresh your relationship with Him. Have the Lord as Lord and Savior and make sure that you're walking with Him. Just quickly lift your hand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, if there's anybody on live stream watching today and you need to be restored to the Lord or you need to be saved for the first time, we're just going to say a prayer, and I want everybody in here to say this with me. Right now, just say, Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. I ask Jesus to be Lord and Savior of my life. Forgive me of my sins and help me from now on live this day and live this life with you. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I assure you that the Lord has purpose for you. I assure you that you being saved right now and walking for Him is critical. You know, sometimes the enemy will make us feel like maybe we're not doing enough or we're not doing that much. But I want you to know something. Making sure you live your life for the Lord is doing way more than you would ever imagine. And I want you to know, have your heart open to help other people. Have your heart open to pray for others. Have your heart open to forgive. Have your heart open to witness and lead people into those places where they can experience the touch of the Lord. Amen? Because God is with you. He loves you, and so do we. Amen? Praise God. Well, thank you for being here today. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. And we will be here to pray for anybody that needs prayer today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Praise God. Hallelujah.